I saw in Louisiana that which these eyes can't unsee after Walt Whitman. Humor me. Let us revisit the tree. Join the man in his sun-starved patches of velvet dark. I do not mean sit in the shade, beloved. I do not intend to revel in absence with you, to rest in the beauty of neglect. This was, after all, a sweet poem intended. I say beautiful neglect, and I do mean it is simple to sing the praises of a thing they use to kill us, even when the thing itself beautiful. Consider the violence. I said kill, and you stiffened like a corpse, a breeze shivering along the limb of that oak. My grandmother's last breath, once its companion, now erased. Sometimes I am obliged to transcribe a torrent of blood leaking from the slack mouth of my lover unbending. You may still give it poetry's name. I know once Whitman saw a live oak growing in Louisiana. I was there. He splintered a twig that wasn't what it seemed. My uncle's femur now shriveled in his palm. I promise you no hyperbole. There were two bodies decaying in the arms of his muse, spilling onto his chest as he wrote. And what became of the praise? That's the problem with hymns written in the name of the natural. The romantic will always give himself permission to shift the machine gun back into a patch of innocent moss. Will allow you to take a portion of it with you. What? This time a toe or flap of the scalp? Is that what you want? A token? A souvenir? Something to make tranquil, to unutter the wail? Is that what I must dress our death in? Joyous leaves of dark green? Humor me. Let the blood be. The simple blood for one more stanza. How could anyone write of the tree there and only the tree? I should have left you in Louisiana with your beautiful neglect, but I knew very well I could not.